This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.
The famous scholar of hadith, Al-Hakim al-Naysaburi, has a very well-known story about an illness that he battled against for months on end. His face was afflicted with blisters, which he tried treating for around a year, using a variety of techniques, without avail. And it was on one Friday when he requested Imam Abu Uthman al-Sabuni to make a prayer, a dua for him during the Friday sermon. And Imam Abu Uthman did just that, and people passionately engaged in dua for him, saying, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. The week after, a woman came and handed over a letter mentioning that she was actually present during last week's Friday sermon, and she was heartbroken to hear about what Al-Hakim was enduring. So she mentions in the letter that she actually went home that evening and she supplicated, she made dua for Al-Hakim, and then she saw that night the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in her dream that evening, who said to her, قُولُوا لِأَبِي عَبْدِ اللَّهِ يُوَسِّعَ الْمَاءَ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Tell Al-Hakim to provide water for the Muslims. So this letter was taken to Al-Hakim and he read it and he didn't waste any time. He quickly went to the front garden of his, he dug a pool of water, he filled it with ice, and then he dedicated it for the free usage of the public. The narration says, it was only 1 week that passed after this event before his blisters had totally cleared up from his face. They disappeared, his face returned to how it was before, and he lived many years afterwards. Brothers and sisters, this is a medicine that you just heard of, that most medics don't prescribe to the ill. Sadaqah, charity. Sheikh Ali Al-Fayfi, the author of the amazing book, لِأَنَّكَ اللَّهِ, Because You Are Allah, he speaks of a friend of his who he was making his way to the masjid, and then he just realized that the most horrific thing that could happen had just happened. He accidentally reversed his car into his two-year-old niece. He pulled out from the car, he was panicking, and he managed to drag her from beneath the tire of the car. He carried her racing to the hospital as she was dipping in and out of life. The poor girl was assessed and her family were told that it's an 80% likely rate for her death. A relative of theirs contacted a student of knowledge for some advice, some comfort. And that person said to him, look, sacrifice an animal and distribute its meat with the intention of her healing. They did just that. And he said, subhanAllah, by the time it was dawn, Fajr, she was discharged from the hospital as a healthy and well child. SubhanAllah. And that is why Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, he said the following words. He said that, فَإِنَّ لِلصَّدَقَةِ تَأْثِيرًا عَجِيبًا فِي دَفْعِ أَنْوَاعِ الْبَلَاءِ وَلَوْ كَانَتْ مِنْ فَاجِرٍ أَوْ مِنْ ظَالِمٍ أَوْ مِنْ كَافِرٍ. He said that the effects of charity, sadaqah, in repelling all types of calamities are extraordinary. Even if the giver of that charity is a sinner or an oppressor, or even if he is a kafir, a person who has no faith. And Imam al-Munawi, he said that this has been tried by the blessed people. And they found that such spiritual remedies can do what material remedies sometimes fail to do. And nobody rejects this reality, he says, except those who have been covered from understanding. So sadaqah, charity, repels calamities, it eases pains, it diverts misery, it yields an inner sense of expanse that cannot be described or quantified. Do it, brothers and sisters. Set aside a sum of wealth for you or for your family. With that intention, are you challenged in your health in any way? Set aside a sum of money for a charitable cause with this intention in mind. And what better month to start training for lifelong charity than Ramadan? Abdullah ibn Abbas, did he not say that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the most generous of all people, and he was the most generous in Ramadan?
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.